Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is Paul Angelo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 4. Actually, it's like really episode like fucking 34 or some shit, because we had the show on a few years ago. Had to bring it back, you know what I'm saying? Had to pay homage to these legends and these pioneers. The first motherfucker I'm going to bring on, I'm going to bring him on solo. I'm not going to bring in the panel just yet. We can't really talk about a few things, you know what I'm saying, due to legalities or whatnot. But I will say this. This man is the pioneer of the Southern movement, you know what I'm saying, in my eyes, period. He came out with songs, he produced songs such as We Want Some Pussy, Throw the D, you know, Pop That Pussy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This is the one, the only, the Tretz DJ, Mr. Mix. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
How
What's
you
up,
doing,
brother?
Man? How
yeah,
you been?
Man, I was here. I'm good, bro, I'm good. I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm in there, got a hell of a meal in front of me, and I got a hell of an interview in front of me. You know what I mean? You can't beat that.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man, taking time out, eating while talking to us, the fans, the people. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you. For the people that don't fully grasp what you have contributed to the rap game, and I'm not just talking about the controversy, the explicit lyrics. I'm talking about the production and the sound. Could you describe to the people exactly what type of sound you brought to the rap game?
Well, Florida, as, you know, when I first came down to Florida in 1985, Florida didn't really have, I should say Miami, they really didn't have a particular identity. They had some guys, some local guys making records, you know, based off of the stuff that was going on
mm-hmm.
in California and in New York. They did, you know, like say for instance, if Jam On It came out, there would be some kind of sidebar record that was made based off of the Jam On It melody, you know, that a guy would do in the market. You know what I mean? But these were what you would call studio rats. These weren't people that were actually trying to make careers or be on stage doing these type of records. They were just records that could be made to where independent distribution could get paid off of somebody else's, you know, idea and all of that. So when I came to the market, you know, it was kind of barren. You know, there was a couple of rappers, different little things, but nobody was really talking about no hell of a thing as far as making rap records or having a real group. The only stuff that was really going on in Miami was a guy named Pretty Tony, and he had a thing called Music Specialist, but he mainly made dance music. He had a big record in 84, When I Hear Music by Debbie Deb, and a couple other records that he had, Freestyle, Express, which was a little group, but it was mainly did vocoder stuff, so there wasn't really a particular group that was going up on stage really doing a whole bunch of stuff. And then they had another girl named Trinier. So all of those records are doing very well. But as far as when, you know, just rap in general, it wasn't that kind of market. So I definitely brought with me, you know, even though I was a rookie in the game at the time, I was in Los Angeles doing records at the same time of being in the Air Force. But I had, there were so many people that was on our record company.
Mercola Records, for people that don't know.
Yeah, Mercola Records. They had L.A. Dream Team, Timex Social Club, which did Rumors, which ended up being Club Nouveau, and World Class Wrecking Crew. That's who Dr. Dre came up through. Ice-T was on that label. Kid Frost was on that label. Who else? And then later on down the road, Eazy and N.W.A. was on that label.
So historical.
So, you know, our stuff was being distributed around to a lot of different places. I was so green in the game, I really didn't know exactly what was happening. They would give me invoices, but they wouldn't give me no money. They would just show me, well, the records are going to St. Louis and going to Miami and going to D.C. and going to this place and going to that place, but he would never cut me a check for all of the stuff that's going to all of these different places. It just seemed like it was just a game to me.
I've dealt with shady CEOs like that myself. They ain't worth a fuck. They need to get out the game. They're clogging up the arteries of the game. So I feel you, but you know what though?
In all honesty, I mean, you can't do better till you know better. I mean, I'm just seeing the invoices, but you know, if you're an exec, the last thing you want to do is pay. You know what I mean? Especially if you're dealing with someone that you know ain't supposed to ask. You know. When are we getting paid? You know, even though the terms are saying, you know, 90 days, this thing is supposed to mature or whatever. But I never knew, like, in 90 days I was supposed to ask for, well, did these 400 records that you sent to Philly sell through? You know what I mean? Okay, well, 200 of these sold and 200 was returned, which means that, you know, some money that would show up, but it wasn't enough, you know, for a person to feel like they're going to bang on your door and say, I got some money for you over here. So it was just one of those situations where I'm glad I didn't know the game, because it probably would have messed me up thinking that I was owed particular stuff, and which in turn would have messed up my creativity and this and that. So sometimes it's good for certain things to go the way that they're going, especially in the earlier days.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, you know, you've received, the plaques. The notoriety, the tours, you name it. You've worked with, you know, some of the biggest names in the game. Let's talk a little bit more about your sound. You know what I'm saying? That 808, that distinctive sound that you created, that I believe so many followed. Tell everybody exactly how you came up with that.
Yeah, well, basically, what it was. You know, you have, you know, the Roland 808 drum machine. Most people just know the 808 for just the big bass sound that comes from the machine. But it's an actual machine that I would say that 5 to 90% of the songs that are being made, you know, from the 80s all the way up to now, use these sounds. You know, from Keith Sweat to Johnny Taylor to whoever, you know, most people use this machine. And I knew in the early 80s, that this was going to be a significant machine. And when I actually got to demo it out, I hear all the sounds that, you know, that, excuse me, and Egyptian love people and African Bambaataa that had the Planet Rock record out. I'm hearing all of these sounds on this machine, so I figured that this is going to be an innovative machine. So I was tinkering around with it. And there's a knob on there that says bass drum, but it's three knobs on it. And if you turn the knob all the way to the right, it makes like it's an oversaturating bass sound. So a lot of the guys before me didn't really turn that knob all the way up. They just made the kick solid. So if you listen to a Pretty Tony song or Egyptian Lover record or African Bambaataa's record, you know, Perfect Beat or Planet Rock, You hear all of the sounds, but you don't hear the bass oversaturated. Now, one dude in New York by the name of Rick Rubin, who was teamed up with Russell Simmons in the early Def Jam days, he used to tinker around with the 808 bass, but he never did it consistently through a record. You would just have like a bass hit here and a bass hit there, along with other drum machines that he was using. So you would hear some of the stuff on some Run DMC records and on some LL records. You know what I mean? So he knew that it was something that was cool, but it was just one of many different things that he would use to make records. What I ended up doing is just taking the situation to making it be a situation where the 808, you know, boom was just the main thing that was concentrated on. And, you know, and it came at the right time, because when we actually came to Miami to do our first couple of gigs, Luther Campbell, which everybody knew him at that time as Luke Skywalker, had a gigantic sound system. And, you know, you had, you know, 16 bass cabinets and maybe a few tweeters on the top. So you would mainly hear just the bass. And when you would, you know, put on a record like Run DMC's Together Forever or Rock the Bells, it would, you know, the boom would resonate in it. And then you had, like I say, other people that made offshoot records based off of those records in the market, and, you know, they did okay. But what ended up happening is I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just concentrate on doing, you know, hot drum tracks, but making the bass be the main thing that, you know, that's the focal point of the stuff being done. And
yeah,
what ended up happening is we made a record in L.A., and, you know, it got out there to Florida. And at that time, I say Luther Campbell was a concert promoter. And we went out there and did a couple of shows with him after he heard the record through this promoter, this guy named Nick Salerno. And we went out there and did it in the surf, pulling around. But, you know, we was definitely. And Luke could tell that we were very green about what it was that was going on, but he seen that he was able to break the record, didn't really need anything to break the record, but his DJ situation. And he had us come out there a couple of times, and then I asked him to be, you know, our manager, in which in turn, when I got out of the service, I relocated to Miami. And, you know, the combination of him promoting the concerts, having the big sound system, able to have an understanding of, you know, that this bass sound that came from out of this machine could really be something great. You know, the Throw the D song that we made was really a record that we didn't know how well it was going to do, but we just, it was an appreciation record for all of what Luke had done for us as a unit. So it was like a collaboration situation. And,
yeah,
you know,
it took off.
At that time, Luke was not a member of the group. He was just managing. He was helping us. You know what I mean? So when it became a situation where, you know, we started getting orders on these records and this and that, and, you know, Luke took his own money and did what he needed to do, because all the other little makeshift record companies around there didn't want to take the record from him. So he took his own money and started pressing them up. And he made, along with, you know, marketing and promoting through his DJ situation, and the record blew.
Well, Mix, our show's pressed for time. I know you got to get back to Emil, but before we go, you know, I definitely want to have you give people your contact info. But before I got a surprise for you. I got somebody who wants to talk to you, man. You were very, very helpful for this person, and he wants to pay homage to you. So I'm going to reach out to him right now, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on one sec. Hopefully he'll answer.
There you go.
Hey. Man,
yo.
I'll let you introduce yourself to the homeboy.
Trust DJ, yeah. Mr. Mix.
Yeah, this is
my big brother. My big brother, JT Martin.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? What's going on, bro? What's happening?
Hey, man, just checking in, hollering at the man who put me in the game. That right there. That's all. Yeah, yeah. He told me he was calling, but I...
yeah, that's what he... Yeah, he had told me he had talked with you a little while ago. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that he was calling you, though. Just, you know, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's history right here, y'all.
Yeah, it is. That resonant, yeah. I was the one that resonated that whole Miami Bass sound, you know. The old school samples from the joke record to the funk, you know. Yeah, he did that, you know, all that two-line game, all that Poison Clan game. Yeah. Mr. Mix, goddammit. Heavy that. Hey, you know I call them niggas ADD. They make ADD music, dumb music. You know I'm talking about the ADD boys, you know, shit so simple.
Oh, yeah.
Both. Yeah, yeah. So you know, you gonna hear that. But also on my new thing though, you know, Trash DJ gave me another one. You know, Fun Girl, Spread It All Over. Oh, that thing hard. Y'all look for that on the new album though. Yeah, and it's hard too.
Oh, you Mix supplied a beat for you for the new album?
Yeah, definitely. We got a couple other tracks that we did. You know, we started the Poison Clan. We started that Poison Clan reunion. But he gave me a couple of JT Money tracks, too. You know, we just be working, getting it in.
Man, and now he discovered you. How did he discover you, Jay, if you want to tell the story?
Well, me and Dale was in Big Daddy's 8600. Too young to be in the club, but we used to go in there and get in the contest every week. That was our money for the week. You know, we go win a little $300, $500, whatever it was, and bust it down. But then one day, Mix was in there. 2 weeks later, we was in the studio, a week later. And 2 weeks out of that, we damn near had an album done. we went straight to work. He gave us 12 beats, and 11 of them made the album.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I bought that album 22 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were sold, you know, even though they weren't what you would consider professional cats, they were just so polished on knowing how they wanted to do. All I had to do was give them a concept, and here was the track. 2 or 3 days later, they had the stuff ready. We went in. Like you said, the whole process didn't take 30, 40 days.
Right.
The record album being finished.
Yep. So, no, we went in, too. I've had done a doctor. Hey, I've had done a doctor too. Little doctor heads. Yeah. I used to keep us close too, boy. Heavy that.
That's what the fuck
I mean,
is,
Mr. Mick. Yeah, but shit, all is well.
Jay, I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna end my interview with Mix, but you know we're gonna have you on here again soon. We're going to be playing your music continuously. So thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for even letting me call and talk to my brother, my big brother. I'll be easy. I get at you. But appreciate your prayer.
Yeah,
UGS.
You
all right,
baby.
No
UGS for life, right. Homie.
All right. All right.
Peace. All right. Mix, you there?
Yep. Yeah, I'm
here. You know I had to surprise you with some shit, so...
Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
That's
all good.
That's the homie right there, man. He's, I put out a compilation, and, man, he's been behind us 110%, repping our shit to the fullest. And, you know, real good dude. So, but before we go with you, Mix, why don't you give people your contact information? Because I know you got the beats that just knock it, so let them know how they can get these beats.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What you do is, you know, I got a thing called Beats by Mix, just like how they say Beats by Dr. Dre. It's the same thing, Beats by Mix, M-I-X-X. I got a couple of songs on iTunes right now. One is called Call of Booty, based off of kind of like the video game Call of Duty, you know, but it's definitely crunk and this and that. And then... If anyone's interested in allowing me to produce a track for them, you can reach out to me on my email, which is mixmixx808king@yahoo.com. You can put in, you know, submit an offer of you wanting to do, you know, me to do some stuff for you, you know what I'm saying, and give me an understanding of what your budget is, and we can figure it out, make it happen. And, you know, if you can go on iTunes and cop that Call of Booty that's on there for Beats by Mix, that's the name of the group, name of the company, and all of that. You know, you go on there and, you know, just go ahead and purchase that. It's right up there, 99 cents. And that's pretty much it. You know, any aspiring, you know, producers need people to, you know, they need someone to help, you know, move their stuff along. You know, you can make that kind of request also at the email address I stated.
Hey, brother, thank you for calling in, taking time out. I really appreciate you, man. This is history right here. People who don't know the rap music history, they need to look back at motherfuckers like you and study what you've done.
Google Stretch DJ Mr. Mix. That's for certain. You'll find out all what you need to know. Google me.
Definitely. I'm sure we'll have you on again, man. Thanks a lot, fam.
Okay, cool. No problem, and I appreciate you.
You take care, Mix.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
I'm going to get to the panel here in a minute. Then we got another interview with another legend. But that was historical for me. I grew up on this shit. I went from typical shit little kids listen to Run DMC, straight from Run DMC to this group that Mr. Mix was in, which I can't say, unfortunately, due to legalities. I went into that group, and then, of course, you know, when I was younger, I went into the Poison Clan. So that shit was fucking historic. I hope you guys appreciate it. I hope everyone listening out there appreciates that shit, especially you old heads that grew up on this shit like I did. So I'm going to play, for those of you who forgot, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Mix is capable of, I'm going to play a little sample right here, right now. Check this shit out, and I'm going to get to my panel.
Check one. No rappers alive. Beats by Mix.
Money. Yeah, that's right, ladies. And if you got the monies, believe me, I got the time. And I may provide you none but the best artwork. Nothing like you've ever seen before. I'm talking about photo manipulations, add-ons, touch-ups, anything you name, you can hit me up for. But I gotta make one exception, though. All you rotund looking, and you skinny bitches, too, you little skin beanpoles, and you fat, round, nasty bitches. Y'all ain't thick, y'all just say it. Kick rocks. We don't fuck with y'all. Y'all make me sick. While you juicy young ladies out there looking all nice and plump in the rear and whatnot, skinny in the middle, yeah, hit me up for art, we'll take care of you ASAP. UGSocietyMovement.com/services. MottoMayhem.com/Hellraiser Product.
Bitch better have my money.
All right, what's up, everybody? You're back at the Murder Master Music Show. I got to bring on the panel. First up, the homie Six. What's up, brother?
What's the deal, man? He's kicking it. Listening to the show, as usual. You know the deal.
Yeah. That was historic, man. JT Money, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Mix. You know, he was 17 years old when Mr. Mix discovered him. So, you know, we had to do that shit. I hope people appreciate it. If they don't, they can eat a fucking dick. Here we go right
this
here.
Should
to,
be, this should be on fucking sound like right here. This is an amazing goddamn show. This is history. The goddamn show ain't been covered like this.
Handela, what's up, partner?
What it is, homie? Back at it, huh?
Back at it, man. We just had the historical, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Mix, one of the most influential producers the rap game has ever seen, period. Man, it was fucking amazing,
I caught
brother.
Good cat.
Now we got to bring on here, we got the homie Justin out of St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, supporting this UGS Underground Society shit. What's up, Justin?
What's good with the fam? You know what I'm saying, UGS for life.
Man, I know you grew up off that shit.
Damn right, man. That's why I was like, yeah. Master Mix on here, man. JT on here.
Yeah.
But yeah,
JT.
Yes,
twice. And every time JT comes on, he's always on with another legend. So it's fucking, it's good to see that shit. We got a couple callers here, and I'm going to take them before we go into this next interview. Let's, first, let's see what's over here at 949. Hey, what's up? Who is this?
What's over here at
949? Yeah, hello?
Speakerphone or something.
Who is it? I guess it ain't that important. You're out of here. Okay, we got 901. Let's go to Memphis. Let's see who's here in Memphis.
What it do, what it is, UGS for life, fuck the Illuminati, fuck the lamestream, bitch, what it is, what's cracking. I love the interview, I love this interview. Shout out to Mix, it's cracking. Shout out to JC Money, shout out to everybody in this bitch. I love y'all, keep adoring it. I'm listening, I'm laid back in the cut. I ain't want to say much, but I'm here, post it up, know that.
That's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed the interview, and you know we all love you. You're the first lady of this shit. You know what I'm saying? The only female in UGS. You know what I'm saying? I have 120 motherfuckers. So if that don't earn you props in any fucking arena, I don't know what does. So much love to you. I'm glad you're digging the show, though. We got a caller here out of ATL. Let's check out this caller real quick. Hey, what's up, homie?
Yo, what's up, man? Odd One in the building, man.
Odd One in the building. I'm the motherfucking UGS compilation also. What's up, man?
What's happening, man?
Man.
Hold on, man. Yep. I like that. That was some legendary shit right there, man. You just did, man.
Well, you being from Atlanta, you know, I know you had to grow up off of that shit.
Oh, yeah. JT Money, man, back in the days, man. You know, Two Live Crew, man, that's that, you know, that, oh, that's Atlanta, you know, was influenced by a lot of that bass music, man, back then, coming out of Florida, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had our own little bass movement going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So that's a big influence right there, man. You're talking about, you know, influenced a lot of artists that came out of Atlanta, like Kilo Ali, Raheem the Dream, you know what I mean?
Chai D,
you know, he one of the original, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, matter of fact,
yeah.
He was on Luke Records, too. A Mix probably produced some of his shit. You know,
yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, man. So, you know, much respect both of them boys, both of them cats, man.
Well, tonight we really don't have time. I mean, we got a full fucking show. But we're going to get off into your song right now, I-1. Why don't you introduce it real quick?
Oh, okay, man. This new song off my upcoming album, man, Define the Odds, man. It's going to be available online. You know, Kick It to the Moon. That's the name of the song, man. Y'all check it out, man.
From all the madness, I'm flying high out the range of telescopes and glasses. I'm planning to escape to a place where I ain't gotta feel. Dropping another real ass song, get them out of here. I'm through with all the decadence, famine and the pestilence. I hate no one another over things that's irrelevant. Hope they got some push there, just in case I need some. Man, the super fit, moon goddess when I need some. All relationships I had on earth is like a rerun. Same old drama from the one to bet the reshun. Going to a place where I ain't even gotta keep guns. Worry about a nigga trying to stick me for my refund. It ain't no more love here, I'm about to shoot.
for it. If I had a billion, I would give all of my loot for her. Yeah. Man, y'all ever just want to get away from all the madness, man? All the murder, all the envy, all the hatred, jealousy and all that, man. Need a ticket to the moon. I get away up in the stars. I sacrifice this really paradise to live in large. Too many snakes, rats, and parasites. They wanna trap me with a satellite because I speak the truth with more emotion than Barry White. They ain't got an appetite for real no more. I try to save the world, but that ain't how I feel no more. I wanna journey to a better place, free from all the death and hate. Forget about yesterday and pray I see a better day. Watching out for 2012, hailstorms and earthquakes, floods from the rain. How much pain can the earth take? Life's been so hard, why I celebrate a birthday? Can't even understand why I was put here in the first place. Had a lot of fun, but it didn't make me anything. Seen a lot of homeboys locked up in minutes, man. Still stuck up in the game. No more dealing with a cursed past. Tell the government I want first class. Yeah, first class ticket to the moon. Man. No. Y'all can have it. And all my cares behind, the world is coming to an end and I can tell the signs. Pushing for World War III, check the book of Revelations. I'm in orbit to a lunar destination, abomination of desolation. The false Christ has arisen and I can't deal with the heat in Hell's Kitchen. No more dead living, check to check, never ended taxation. Fat chasing in these jealous cats, take left a mark on the earth. Y'all niggas gon' remember the name. They tried to take me out the game and couldn't hinder my reign. I got shot, came back, I remember the pain. I had a vision, I can see the picture clearly and plain. Man, I'm out of this place, pulling out of this grace. I'm about to take a chance and out of space, I'll be gone without a trace. My mind's made up, don't ask why. Y'all say goodbye to the bad guy. Yeah, say goodbye to the bad guy. Cause y'all will never see me again. Gone. Just had a crazy ass dream, man.
Yeah, we're back. Gonna get off into another legendary interview right here in about 20 seconds, hopefully. Let's see how this shit goes. Man, you guys are gonna love this shit too. Man, we went from you know what I'm saying, the MIA, and we're going all the way to the other side of the map right now. Right here in the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is Nick there?
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Well, fuck that then. I guess that's the wrong shit. Hold up, y'all. Some technical difficulties. That bitch is probably like, what the fuck? He was live on the air, too, bitch. He didn't even know that shit. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to get the right fucking number, and I'm going to come right back. And it's classic.
Boss of Laney, Betty Cheek on Montana Myers. Boss of Laney. Homie Richie Rich, and all the way that people waved at the caddy and screamed, B.I.G.
That moment was frozen in time, and I got memories like that embedded deep in my mind. Cause that's when something clicked in my head and said, this is you. The whips, money, lifestyle, women, it's all true. I went to sleep that night and dreamt I was a rap star. Woke up and wrote 187, proof and start going hard. But the haters was hating on the level of the devil. Then the riots kicked in and I gave you welcome to the ghetto.
Shameless thought for you to see what your life could truly be. And if you really from the streets, spit that ghetto poetry. You're a shining star,
you're a shining star.
No matter who you are, you never fail to see the real G.A. you need.
Scarface and 8 on the cover of Source Mag. In a blue 64, Chevy Impala rag. And Menace to Society was the movie to watch. I just did the soundtrack, smoking big with the homie Pop. I did Trigger, got no heart, and 8 did straight up Menace. UGK did Pocket Full of Stones, and we was in it. From the Bay to LA, back to Houston with DJ Screw. Cause Pimp C and Bun B was on the tour with us too. I've been around too many legends to fail. I either been shot up, stabbed, and thrown in jail. Or through the flames in the fire, I emerged to the ashes. And shaped the game like it's made out of clay for the cash. It's Barcelini, Betty Chico, Soprano, Montana, Myers, Spice One. I come from the Bay and I spit fire. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I wanna say I shook the world like Muhammad Ali.
Shameless thought for you to see what your life could truly be. And if you really from the street, spit that ghetto poetry. You're a shining star,
you're a shining star.
No matter who you are,
that's how the shit went down, you know. I mean, me and Pac smashed through the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Right, ready?
Down there by the lake in the town.
Playing your,
you know what I'm saying? We were too young to buy alcohol, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, what's up, homie? You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Spice?
Right here, brother.
Betty Chico.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Spice?
What's going on with you, man?
Man, we had some technical difficulties here. I called the wrong lady, the wrong person by mistake.
Oh man,
how you been doing, Spice? You been all right?
Yeah, man, I'm good. You know, trying to stay busy. You know what I'm saying?
You're in the studio right now, huh?
Yeah. I'm recording some shit that I had with Crazy on there, whatever. You know. And a few more tracks as radio drops, you know, just stay busy, man, you know what I'm saying? Showing love to the fans, man.
Yeah, definitely. So you got a new project coming out. Man, what can we expect on this new project?
Well, I'd say, you know, we got two projects. You know, we got the Haters Nightmare, and we got the I Am Legend album I'm back with the future, you know, a couple of months down the road, but hey, it's Nightmare CD. That shit dropped pretty soon, man. I got a bit of songs with Chris. I'm working on some shit with that. Pretty sick. You know, we're trying to get a few more people on there. It's trying to be like 6 songs or whatever. Just dropping down the video to it or whatever. So, you know, and one of the songs that we do the video to, we kind of try to feature on a Tennessee, UGK compilation. The Legendary record compilation. So, you know, the single from the EP is on that compilation. It's got a video to it and everything. So,
definitely. I'm gonna bring on a caller here. I got a caller. This is my homie Six. He's from the Bay Area. His brother, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, was the legendary Dream TDK.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, from the Bay Area. So I'm gonna bring him on. He's got any questions for you.
That's the show.
What's up, Six?
Oh.
What's the deal, man?
Just wanted to see if you had any questions for the legendary Spice One.
Nah, man, I'm just soaking up. Just gonna say what up, man. Earlier, man, going up off the music and see my brother in your video, man. What's the deal?
Yeah, that's right. I can dig it. But look, what happened? That's what's up.
That's what I'm saying, man. That was the shit.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to keep knocking him down, man, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that shit.
I think that's the reason, man, that's what the music
sound like, and that's what it still sounds like. I thought fucking the music earlier, man,
that shit, that
music, you know,
back in the day, all that mob shit,
still
going up. I
fucking yeah. Come back,
that's real talk.
Yeah, man, I mean, you know, it's no joke out here, man, you know, as far as, you know, it's getting everything together, you know, putting a little Lego together or whatever, you know what I'm saying, putting all the other places in down your eyes and, you know, and crossing the teeth, you know what I'm saying, saying shit, keeping it popping. I mean, it's no joke, but, I mean, it's a million cats out there trying to do what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be successful, so, I mean, you know, shit, you got to keep pushing, man, you know.
I like that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man, I don't joke, man. I tell the homie, I mean, sometimes I'll be getting like the stars lined up right, and you got some luck and some talent and some money and all that shit put together, maybe you'll do something, you know. There's no joke out here. So the game changed every 5 minutes.
Well, it's good that pioneers like you are still making music, you know what I'm saying? And we, it's our job as journalists to showcase that and let people know, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got your back, homie.
Man, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep dropping and keeping it real, man, all day. So I'm always going to stay fitted, you know, put it down on some real shit.
Keep it popping, man.
You know, you can get to my Twitter and my Facebook through that. So it's realspice1.com. Just fill that up. You can get straight to my website and everything will pop up on there. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there, new videos, everything. I'm going to kick off what I'm doing, what my shows is, and what's cracking is going to pop up on there. So remember the website, man. It's realspice1.com. And it's connected to my Twitter and all that.
That's what's up. Hey, Kawinya, you know, being you and 8, you know, created the Murder Show. This is the Murder Master Music Show. Can we get a shout out from you on this motherfucker?
Yeah, man, it's Spice One. You know what I'm saying? Posted up at the Murder Master Music Show.
That's what's up, man. Hey, thank you, Spice.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up, man. Shit. I still feel sorry for that lady that called in. Yeah, I think I handled her properly, though. You know, I dressed her.
Like I said, one of my finest memories as a kid, man, was just growing up off this music and then seeing my brother in this fucking video, man. I welcome the ghetto video. That's what's up, man. That's the business. Only on this motherfucking show can anybody see or hear shit like this.
We kind of had a bad connection, but I really wanted you to talk to him, like I said, because, you know, your brother, you know what I'm saying, and that cat, they kind of came up together. So, you know, with several other legendary MCs and art graphic artists and stuff and artists, period, you know, hip-hop people, period. So I definitely wanted you on that motherfucker. But let's see what's up. We got somebody from the Shy here. Let's see who this is. Who is this from the Shy?
And it's your boy, man.
Is this Little Menace? What's up, man?
What's going on, man? What a Demolition's finest. What's happening?
Demolition. What's up, Demo? Oh, man, we're having a crazy show. We had Mr. Mix, you know what I'm saying? We had JT Money. We had Spice One. And then I accidentally prank called a lady.
I heard that you scared the hell out of that lady. That lady don't know nothing about that number. She probably thought you was a field collector.
Man, how you doing, man? Everything cool with you, brother?
Man, everything gravy, man. You know, sit up here, man. Study writing, man. That's all I can do, man.
Steadily writing. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, on the UGS compilation, Little Menace had the song, you know what I'm saying, with CeeLo DeBaer Black on the hook, I'm a Grizzly. That song is just straight beast mode. Well, shit, while you're on here, I got to bring in another Demolition Soldier right here. Yo, Hen.
What's happening, fam?
Yeah, man, got to bring all the demos on this motherfucker.
Demolition's been going down here.
All day. Kill this shit. What's going on, fam? You doing good?
Oh, yeah, man, that's it. Waiting on you to go ahead and send me this track so I can go ahead and bust this shit down.
Oh, all day, man. I got you. Watch for that, too.
yes, sir. Yes, sir. July 3rd, man. Hey. It's going down.
You gonna be going to the shoot Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I'm there. I'm in the city now. I just got back.
Hey, what's going on? Is there planes flying over that bitch yet or what?
Oh, that NATO shit? I think that's over with.
Yeah,
it's over with. All right,
cool.
Yeah.
Them Illuminati motherfuckers are out of there, huh?
Yeah, them motherfuckers go.
Hey, let's bring in St. Louis over here. Let's bring in the homie Justin.
Yeah, what's good with
him,
man?
On the panel. What's up, Justin?
Man, you had Spice on there too, dog. That's one of my favorites, dog.
I had chills.
You know, straight come up off that dude, man, for real, dog.
I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? When I told people that this was going to be historical, I wasn't fucking around. You know, and shout out to the lady I accidentally prank called, you know what I'm saying? You definitely made me.
Look at this lady, you ain't shit.
Yeah, come on, we'll be calling you on Six or so pretty soon. So,
yeah, I'll talk to you soon, sweetheart.
But I'm going to get off into some more music. You know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, our next guest, which will be coming up in about 15 minutes, another fucking legend and pioneer. So you guys stick around for him and, you know what I'm saying, hopefully no more technical difficulties on this motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. It's historic as fuck. Anybody in hip-hop has to appreciate this shit, man. If they don't, they can be the
hey, you doing your thing, friend. Keep this shit going.
Oh, I will. I will. Definitely will do that, Menace. All right, check out the homie Swoop right here going crazy. This shit's off the chain.
Área 121 Records, Ideal Criminal 022, tá ligado? Isso aqui é o tributo ao rei da cultura gangsta, Easy-E, Rest in Peace. E a todos aqueles soldados que estão representando a cultura, não deixando o legado morrer, só tenho uma coisa a dizer. Se tu te quer, Extra Homes, tamo junto com os verdadeiros.
The motherfucking real.
Mestre, obrigado por ter me deixado o seu legado. Será honrado até o dia que eu for enterrado. A minha maior influência, eu mostro minha reverência. Me passou experiência na adolescência. Estudos de sobrevivência eu adquiri na rua, sempre baseado em ideias que eram suas. Easy motherfucking peace, grande rei de CPT. Dia todo dia nessa caminhada sombria e nunca me deixou cair. Vocal inconfundível, ideia mais que incrível. Estranho, implacável, mais que vencível. Grupo live com a mais pura certeza. Real motherfucking G, a grande realeza. Onde supremo o pior que você já ouviu. Soldado frio, que no jogo nunca desistiu. Antes não conhecia, agora você sentiu. Ele foi
the
real,
da motherfucking
real. The
liberal niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive. Motherfucking E, motherfucking God. The
liberal
niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive. The liberal niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive.
Palavras, valeu por tudo isso, pela missão que você me deu. É foda manter o legado na rua, você me escolheu. Você morreu, mas sua música sobreviveu. Passará por décadas, como bebidas que estão em adegas, ou grandes livros que se encontram em bibliotecas. Não tem um fim, quando se é real assim. Derrame a bênção divina da rima sobre mim. Me dê inspiração para que não caia nesse mundão cheio de maldade, desonestidade e traição. Não será em vão se pegarem o microfone, não terá perdão quem blasfemar contra teu nome. Da hip hop dança, rei da cultura dança, deixando para milhões de soldados essa herança. Não nos renderemos, o legado manteremos. Assim que viveremos, pra sempre assim seremos.
Legend and pioneer. Hopefully it won't be some dumb, unexpecting broad douching herself on the shitter. Here we go. Check this shit out right here. The Murder Master Music Show. Alright. Keep your fingers crossed. Ladies, keep your legs crossed.
Yay, yay.
What's up? What's up? You're live on the Murder Master Music Show, homie. Do you want me to introduce you, or do you want to tell the people who you are?
I can tell them who I am.
That's what's up.
like I said, in a couple of ways.
Be you creative. Know?
You know, like I said, how y'all doing? This is Cool 187. Definitely in full effect, you know what I mean? What's cracking with it?
That's what I'm talking about, man. For those of you listening who don't know exactly who Cole Williams is,
AKA Big Hutch, you know.
This is the creator, the pioneer of the G-Funk sound, you know what I'm saying, straight off of the Ruthless Records, you know what I'm saying, roster. I mean, not just, you know what I'm saying, the Ruthless Records roster. I mean, you go way back. You know, when exactly
yeah, right.
did you become part of Ruthless Records with Eazy-E?
Well, I became part of Ruthless Records in 1989. I actually signed, and, you know, my group of Brother Law, we, you know, our first album was put out in 1990. So, yeah. So I've been down, you know, I've been down for that long. I guess you get better with time, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you got so much history in this game. I mean, not just the Ruthless. I mean, you had videos banned from MTV.
That's right, yeah.
I believe it was Murder Rap, right?
Murder Rap, yeah. The first video was banned. It was three videos that ever was banned on there. It was Straight Outta Compton. It was Luke Skywalker, and then it was Murder Rap.
And that shit, you know what I'm saying, you guys, I mean, you already know what NWA was going through at the time.
Right.
You know, fuck
right.
the police, the FBI.
Exactly. That's right, yeah.
For them to have another group come out and get banned.
Yeah, same label. Yeah, it was pretty wicked. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing about, you know, the crazy thing about when we got banned for putting a real message out there about the judicial system, you know. So I was, you know, kind of like the whole different curve. With, you know, the fuck the police, and then ours was Murder Rap was more like, you know, we were showing in the video how, you know, you could be untouchable, you know, you got enough money, you could beat the system, basically. You know, we were saying that, we were giving that kind of message in the video. So it was a real ill time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and your sound, you know what I'm saying, it was just so unique. How did you come up with that sound, man? Because, you know, Dre had his own shit, and
Well, you know, the crazy part about doing like G-Funk was the fact of when we actually kind of started, tinkering, you know, and playing around with that vibe was because we didn't want to come out like NWA. We wanted to be different than NWA. So me as a producer, and I work right under Dre, I was like, well, you know, I want to do something different, you know what I'm saying, as far as Above the Law is concerned. And at the time, you know, we really wasn't hooked. We created Above the Law sound before we came to Ruthless. We had already probably done, Living Like Hustlers was probably 75% done already before we even put out the record, you know. So when we actually came to Ruthless, and me and Dre actually took the 8-track demos to 24-track or 16 to bump them up. All me and Dre did was just revamp everything, you know. And so the sound was always there. Now, as we progressed a little bit and started getting a little notoriety, we wanted to be a little bit different in NWA. We didn't, you know, NWA had that hard metal, boom, bap, rap type music. We wanted that fly, laid out, you know, smooth, you know, funky, you know. So at that point, we created G-Funk, so... That's how it all kind of evolved, just trying to be different, you know.
And what was it like working with Eazy, man, for the people? I mean, there's so many people from this generation that weren't blessed to be able to not only work with him, but to be able to, you know, just check him out live and shit like that in concert. What was it like to be with, you know, Eazy-E on Ruthless?
Well, I mean, for me, it was cool because, you know, I was a couple of things at a young age at Ruthless. I was a producer and an artist. And I think the best thing about that was that I was able to work with a guy that was a CEO of a company that let you do what you wanted to do. It wasn't so corporate driven. Like now, if you look at it, like it's crazy corporate driven. Like any even if cats be proclaiming they come from the streets, they would still kind of, you know, act like a suit and tie. You know, he never acted like that. He kind of was more down to earth, like, you know, do what you want to do, and keep it 100. Just, you know, he was like, you know, I want to put out you. I don't want to put out, you know, an imitation of me or another level of NWA. Like, I want you to do what you want to do. And I thought that was dope because back then cats were spending their money, you know. Even now, even when money is really, really good in the music industry, as it progressed, it got good. But when Easy was doing it like that, it was unheard of. So, and you know, he was a bone-to-bone type guy. You know what I mean? He was like, you know, if you had an issue, you could bring it straight to him. You didn't have to go through his staff and stuff like that, you know, which was dope. You know, like when we did Uncle Sam's Curse, the crazy thing about it is we wanted to do a political gangster record. You know, we wanted to do politics and gangster shit. That's how Uncle Sam's Curse was conceived. You know, when we done it, there was no other, I think, executive that would have put that record out but an Eazy-E, you know. So he was really, you know, he was into what he was about, and that's why so many great groups came up through Ruthless and Blossom through Ruthless because of the way he was, you know.
Well, hey, I'm going to do something different. You know, I got some callers. These are actually my people from my panel. I got some, you know, Chicago. I got Wisconsin, St. Mm-hmm. Louis. I got the Bay Area. I'm going to bring on my brother from Wisconsin, Hendilla. He's got a question he wants to ask you real quick.
All right, for sure.
All right, here you go, Hen.
Hey, what's good, fam?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Shit, man, I got a question for you, man. On your track, Call It What You Want.
Uh-huh.
With Machiavelli, how was that? How was it like working with dude, man?
Oh, that was incredible. You know, crazy thing about working with Pac was that Pac was a show up and blow up type cat. You know.
Yeah, I feel you. And then
yeah, and you know, we hung out. You know, we hung out. We were, you know, we were partners, so you know.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
It must have been incredible, man. It must have been crazy.
Yeah, man, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That definitely was the next level. And that's when Pac really wasn't, you know, Call It What You Want is the second song that he ever did. You know, he hadn't even recorded it. His album hadn't even came out yet. You know, he only did, what is it, same song, and then he did Call It What You Want. That was his second feature.
That's
yeah.
And then Menace to Society, was that the first movie soundtrack you worked on?
Yeah, that was Miss Kilo all over. Well, actually, it's the second one because the first one was Deep Cover.
Oh, okay.
So we had a song on there by Cocaine called Nickel Slick Nigga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one. Actually, he was called Who Am I at the time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Well, Minister Society was the second soundtrack that I produced, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of Cocaine, he's going to be on this Sunday. If you ain't doing nothing, Hutch, and you want to holler at him, that'd be love. Sure, he'd love to hear from you. It'd be some legendary ruthless shit.
That's right.
I got another caller. This is my partner, Justin, up out of St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? He's a huge supporter of underground music. Justin.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, what's good with him, man?
What's up,
Whitney? I got disconnected for a second, but shit, I just want to say UGS for life, man. I appreciate everything y'all doing. Y'all still making these tracks. Everything I'm hearing
sure.
on here is banging. All times, man.
That's right.
Love it.
That's what's up. You're on the phone right now with Big Hutch, call 187. You got anything you want to ask him?
Man, just like, how does it feel to be knowing that you're one of the pioneers of some of this real shit? I know a lot of these new guys ain't paying homage to what's the real, but you know what I'm saying? It's cats like me that still remember when y'all was out here bringing it, man.
Well, you know, people that's paying homage, that's hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? People that ain't, that's that bullshit. So, you know, we really don't focus on that. We just focus on what, you know, who's paying attention, because that's what's going to make the music last. You know, you come from the era where, you know, we turned the fad into industry, so that's the whole point. You know, that's why we made it rich like we made it. You know, we couldn't cut a corner. You know, now these cats can cut corners and make a ringtone jingling, you know. And they'd be
right.
All right, you know. So we didn't have those opportunities to do that, so we had to build an industry. So, you know, I definitely feel good about that, you know.
That's what's
yeah.
up, man.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got my brother Six. He's out of the Bay Area. He's going to come on here. Six, you already talked to Mr. 187 on the podcast, Cole 187.
What up? What's
good? What up, Wade?
Yeah.
What's good?
Shit. I don't have a question because I'm really fucking hot about going on the spot. I'm sitting in the car hotboxing my shit. But anyway, you've been around long enough to see things change. many different times. Anybody out there, out here right now, you can say this motherfucker sucks. Like any person, like this dude is just complete garbage.
Well, you know, it's you know, one thing you know I want to say about cats making music right now. It's like it's kind of like the industry fault, because now the industry standard is becoming, you know, if you acting like somebody or you got this type of swag that you can make a hit record, it's not true,
right?
You know, so, and it's like people have a voice, but they don't really have a voice, you know. Like back then, if you were garbage, you know, people, you know, they kind of said it, you know, in the industry aspect of it, you know. People could say it was friction or whatever, but it made the industry it made everybody be kind of sharp, you know, or their craft was concerned. Letting everybody in the club, I mean, is this supposed to be, you know, a sacred club? You know, you can't, everybody just can't get in like that. You know, now it's, you know, everybody making a little idea, beating on a program in their mama kitchen, they making a record. So, you know, it's kind of all of our fault. The real artists, you know, we not really guarding the gate no more. We just kind of allowing it, you know, with the executive just pushing us out, pushing all the real shit out. You know, I like it because it's going back underground, but, you know, a lot of cats that don't know how to do that, don't know how to deal with that, they tripping off of that, and it's making it bad. People are always talking about, like, oh, the music industry is not selling like this, and people getting stuff for free. Yeah, because probably 80% of it is garbage right now. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
I feel that. That's real shit. What are you working on now? I know, you've steadily been putting out product. What's out right now that fans can go top?
Well, you know, we got the mixtape out right now from Pomona with Love, and then, you know, Only God Can Judge Me is out. And, you know, you can get that on BigShotMusic.net. You can get it, you know, directly there. And then I just did an album with Psychopathic Records called Code 187, The Psychopathic Assassin. And then, you know, we got Victim of Global Politics coming out the end of the year. It's the Above the Law album. So there it is there. Also, I got a DVD coming out too called 20 Minutes of Gangster Shit. So that comes out in June. So.
Well, let me go back a minute. You just answered a question. You said you had Above the Law record coming out.
Victims of Global Politics.
Oh, man. KMG, Lawhouse,
yeah.
Everybody back.
Everything, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll be stacking up my pennies for that motherfucker.
So yeah, you gotta follow everything, you know what I mean? So it's gonna play out to be something major. So But right now the mixtape is out, from Pomona with Love is out, so stop that.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, before we let you go, where can people you know what I'm saying, get at you? They want features or, you know, anything.
Well, you know, you can hit me, OG Big Hutch, at Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Facebook. You know, you can just contact me at BigShotMusic.net. You know, also, you know, I want everybody to tune into my radio station, which is RockBoyRadio.info, 24 hours of streaming music, you know. I get it how you want it. We play everything as far as, you know, our kind of stuff, you know. So the hardcore, classics, and new real shit, you know, all that. So,
oh, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
So, you know, we feel like that. You know, we're getting into that right now. So, and so that's where everybody can follow me at.
Definitely. I appreciate you for coming on the show. Also coming on the Fuck the Illuminati podcast. You know,
yeah,
me and Chicks had a chance to interview you there, too. So,
yeah.
We definitely look forward to chopping up with you again in the future. So, thank
you. Yeah, yeah. Y'all stay tuned, man. You know, it's going to be big. It'll be a big year, so.
That's what's up. That's what the fuck is up. All right, you take care, man.
All right, man.
Peace. All right, that's what the fuck is up, man. We back in here. We got some more callers. Let's bring on, see who we got here. Justin, what's up, homie?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Yeah, you got the legends on tonight, too, boy.
I told y'all, stay in tune. I was just hoping and praying everything would go down. So I definitely got to thank everybody for showing up. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely been an honor.
This is one to not miss. This is the two listen to episode for sure.
Yeah, and it's random. You know what I'm saying? It's coming together good. It's we definitely got to get off into some more music though, because you know, with so many guests, kind of cluttered fuck without playing any music. So I'm going to get off into some music here in a minute. But, you know, shit, you guys got anything you want to hear or anything else? I know I'm going to get off into some Mexican Mario here pretty soon. You got anything in mind, Six? Or?
Shit.
You
want to
hear the Farid diss?
What?
You want to hear the Farid diss again by Handela? All right, that's what's up. All right, I'll be back with y'all real soon. You know what I'm saying? We got some more. So yeah, fuck that faggot. We got some more legends coming through pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just stay tuned right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
The epitome of a fuckboy. You nothing but a studio thug. Why you gotta talk shit about president? What he ever do to you? It's over. Now you got Stella to fucking contend with. It's possibly an issue here. So listen, man. I'm an animal. Call you boy.
Way before no limit. I stay true and committed, just like Twisted Black did it.
I ain't the killer, but don't push me.
Told them that I'm lethal. You don't wanna piss me off and make me get evil. Got Nevo on that asshole. Leave you with the tag toe. Body jump in the morgue. Is it under John Doe? No evidence, though. No clues for the case. It looks like a lion just spit off his face. Erase him off the map. Wipe the mentors, game of rap. Check his BMI and ass. Captivating, that's flat. I killed him on the track. Like he ignored no combat. I peeled his head back and now I got a murder rap. I told him to step. I was born a maniac. I was trained to attack fake rappers in the act. They try to reenact the truth and hard facts. When knowing damn well they ain't known about that. They ain't never backed again. They ain't never sold no crack. You ain't never sat in a trap house selling sack for sack.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Miami Heat.
Money man, Miami Heat, right pushing that rock out on the back street. I post up on the baseline, kept me in the key for more than three facing time. Then I kick it out to my little bro. He don't play up front, call that a free throw. We locking down the middle, and we don't cut it either. Double dribble, and when them crackers rush, now it's time out. I got two strikes, ain't trying to file out. Them three pointers, I call them eight balls. Sideline officials, y'all don't make calls. Take the ball out, that's when we up. I'm like Chambers on the side, putting threes up. This rim is my house, and I must protect it. You bring that bullshit in, get it rejected. Firearms are felons. Supposed to have them. I keep that 40 on me. Pass them. It's time to put the rookies back up in the game. My nigga won the way. I threw in a James. Fans in the stands screaming, go Heat. We play the opposition and the police. Yeah, the police. AK the referee. Them grams jumping for the 50. Joel Anthony. Bring it down the court. Trap again. Careful because the ref love to call traveling. But I don't play no more. I coach the team. Now with digital scales, I'm used to triple beams. Straight drop, never slam dunk. Nowadays, they serve me out all kind of junk. Bottom out, around the gold. We found that money, take it strong to the hole. My cheerleaders riding dirty, but they calm. They have my bomb, and it pom pom. 48 minutes, is all we got. Every 20 seconds, try to make a shot. Make a play, make the pay. Ask my fans what they want, they just screaming, yay. My main man jumped out of the joint. We don't want them in the paint, we let them run the point. I'm Miami's first, I brought the ring home. You Miami's worst, you selling ringtones. They love my offense and my defense. Franchise player, you niggas sit the bench. $4 quarters, $100. The real ballers, sometimes we break them down. It's more to make. Sometimes I just get them off. Fast break, full court press. I only go hard. I make the all star squad because I run the yard. I'm the big boss. I get it at cost. I'm the plug number one. Chris Bosh, short stopping on my set. It's disrespect. That ass gon' get ejected. Fuck a tag.
new to see. If you want them birdies, when you fuck with me, you call them jerseys, nickel and dime bags, them just layups.
Right here goes out for all you hating nigga trying to feel like you down me, nigga. Nigga, I know you ain't down me, nigga. I be in the game and cook game like a lawnmower, motherfucker. Y'all niggas ain't no killer, y'all niggas trying to fuck.
I got them bands in my pocket. Fuck you mean, you suckers can't stop. Fuck you mean, I got them bands in my pocket. Fuck you mean, you suckers can't stop.
Everybody.
Fuck you mean, you know I'm banged up. You know I'm banged up.
Ass won't fuckin' with me. All of a sudden you so friendly. What do you see? Me in the street, stacking his teeth, fuckin' with teeth. Still on the creek, never do sleep. Skinny felt deep, roll up the weed. Only that loud when you bump my TV. All I see is the cloudy clouds, tall buildings and palm trees. When I fall in the Belvedere, it's soul train that money. Bentley, Benz, and Maserati. Bitches, that's how skinny party. Every fucking city I go, I put them Louis on the carpet. Get on my level if you ill sparkling. Ace of state on chill. Niggas don't rap against me, go freestyle with some ammo.
I got them bands in my pocket.
Right.
Fuck you mean, you suckers can't stop.
Right.
Fuck you mean, I got them bands in my pocket.
Running.
Fuck you mean, you suckers can't stop.
Everybody.
Fuck you mean, you know I'm banged up. You know I'm banged up.
Cause nigga, I'm from the M. My pockets be so damn heavy, bitch, I'm walking with a limb. So I gotta watch my back, cause I hate that nigga, might try to test my nuts. So I'm scrapped with that chopper, just case these busters try to get you. But I'm a psycho at large, I'm not from Earth, I'm from Mars. Put a bitch in the backseat with the quickness, whispering in the dark. Bitch, I kill your fucking ass. Pump that ranch with a bush, I play. Then I laugh with the stairs while I drive, I hit the gas. I make my money very fast, talking large amounts of cash. Count my money back. Wanna join my family? Better have some motherfucking money. We ain't fucking with you, sucker, motherfucker. Stop burning up my
bones. I got some bands in my pocket.
Right.
Fuck you mean? You suckers can't stop.
Right.
Fuck you mean? I got some bands in my pocket.
Running.
Fuck you mean? You suckers can't stop.
Everybody.
Fuck you mean? You know I'm banged up. You know I'm banged up.
I'm about my hustle. Only fucking with niggas getting money off the muscle. It's so easy to start shit with me if you's a jealous hoe. I be too damn busy popping bands in the Gucci store. Valet parking, drop these 50s in my garage. It's been 550s, making you hot, making you shot. Cocking my Glock, I killed you bitches. Make it till you fucking make it. Just don't come around me with that frown. Cause you're hurt and you're jerking off your money. And you down and everybody doing good. I wish you would talk about me.
Keep my pants low.
I keep a bad hoe. I keep that fire smoke. Don't fuck with okie doke. I keep it underground. Don't fuck with mainstream. Underground society, yeah, that's the main team. These fucking lames been in the spotlight too long. Let's put they lights out and put our mask on. I fuck with this strong. Mainstream music is wrong. How the fuck you fight with your jeans to get your britches on? Let's get these bitches gone. They fucking up minds. Skinny jeans and fag swag equal Columbine. They say you out your mind. I scream you off your rocker. Yet I'm the one that has to go and see a mental doctor. Get the fuck out of here. Shit makes me pound a beer. Smoke a blunt and pop a pill just so I can chill. Don't fuck with radio. That shit's too watered down. Can't fuck with mainstream. I'm strictly underground. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school. Cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school. Cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. Only fucking with real music, I don't fuck with fake. Rappers go mainstream and shed their image like a snake. I refuse to give plays to artists like Wayne. Little B flies Drake and fuck T-Pain. Them fools is water weak, they let the water leak. Like a bitch do, before she go and have a kid, fool. Don't fuck with Waka Flocka and fuck a Gucci Mane. They beat slap for somebody, please tell me what they're saying. They ain't saying shit, just mumbling a bit. And your fools love it, cause that's that club shit. No, that's that dumb shit. And yo, man, I must admit, sweet motherfuckers, man, I call them whole banana splits. And yo, this is real spit, if you don't feel this, turn it off and go and choke on Lady Gaga's dick. Can't stand that stupid old Nicki, but she can get it quick. I put my dick in her ass to see how much I rip it. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music?
Yeah, we gotta get back on here. Had to cut off the last verse, Mac. You know I'm gonna play that shit again. But we got some more callers. 228, I see you. Hang on the line for a minute, man. We gotta bring in another special guest, a fucking legend when it comes to this rap shit to the city of Chicago. Man, I'm telling you, motherfuckers, you've been sleeping on my brother. He's the king of this fucking shit. Here he is right now.
Yeah. Oh, let's do the bad motherfucking black. What happened, dudes?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm gonna bring on your brother, Hen Dillon, in a minute. But tell everybody, man, who else is on the line with us too?
Oh man, I got my boy Torres, man, one of the biggest supporters of Chi-Town music. Well, music period, but a big Chi-Town pioneer when it comes to this music, man. Trust me, a lot of dudes in Chicago flossing and flexing off of his fucking. Off his hard-earned money that he purchased their music and shit. So my man Torres, you know, from South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina in here, man.
What up, Torres? How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's happening, Prez? What's happening, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to be on here. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to keep doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep supporting everybody, you know what I'm saying, with this underground shit, especially see all the bad black. Everybody needs to check out that Demi guy, you know what I'm saying?
All day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, I definitely want you to come on the show, man. Whenever you can, Torres. You know, like, I got a panel of people from all over the whole country, and I'd love to have you on as a regular, man. If you want to, you're more than welcome. You know,
man, that'd be an honor, man. Then some, man. I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, that's nothing, man. You're fam, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely fam, Demolition. But speaking of Demolition, let's bring on another Grizzly right here. The homie Handilla.
Hey, what it is, Black? What's up, Press?
Handilla, what's happening with you, Demo?
Shit, fam, what's good?
All day, man.
Man, hey, Black, Hen got his journalism game on just a few minutes ago, man. Well, tell him about that shit, Hen.
What's up? Because I asked some questions. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I was trying to find out, man, a couple of things from 187, you know, trying to see, you know, what his first soundtrack was. I wanted to know if Menace Society
That's what's up. That's what's up. But hey, CO.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. You just dropped a mixtape not too long ago, Espionage. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that, man?
Oh, Espionage mixtape?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Got with the, you know, I recorded at least, I would say shit, approximately probably 80% of that motherfucking Manitowoc, Wisconsin with my brother Hen Diller. The mixtape, man, basically just talking about, man, the Illuminati shit. Fuck the Illuminati, Demolition for Life, FTIUGS, you know what I'm saying? Underground Society all day. Just, you know, man, this game is monopolized, man. You think you see a motherfucker getting on because he been struggling, doing it hard. This motherfucker been goddamn getting butt fucked, getting deals and shit, you know, seeking with A&Rs and shit, doing motherfucking 669s with CEOs and shit, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers ain't putting in no hard work, man. I've been doing this shit for many moons, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie E40, many moons, man, and I'm real with it. So Espionage just speak on a lot, but I also put out, you know, Dr. Kafar, you know what I'm saying? He coming back. I just got on the phone with him. That crazy motherfucker said he finna decapitate a lot of niggas. He coming back October of 2012, for, you know what I'm saying, for Halloween, and we're going to record that whole motherfucking, that whole mixtape in Wisconsin at Demolition Studios, you know, with Hen Diller, you know, Manitowoc, Glock, Wisconsin. But Espionage, back all to Espionage. Back to Espionage, though. Espionage is just basically speaking on, you know what I'm saying, what this industry about. You know, I touched on a lot of issues. I even got at the motherfucking CMB-ass motherfuckers, faggot-ass DMB, dog-dick, cock-eyed motherfuckers, just smashing motherfuckers, really.
That
you know, you come at the press, you come at me, man. You can't fuck with my family, man. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, who you are, you whack-ass motherfucker. You can't come at my brother, man, and disrespect him and his family and not get rode on by the bad one. So that's basically what it is. Espionage, man, demigod. God love you, I don't, you know, AK, Dr. Kafar, all this shit is out there, free download, go get it, man, you know what I'm saying, it speak for itself.
Definitely, I got somebody as another supporter that definitely wants to holler at you, man. He's been a supporter on Facebook, this is the homie Justin up out of St. Louis, man.
Oh,
what's
man
up,
yeah,
with it, man?
Jay Diller, what up with you, kid?
What's good with it, man? Shit, I stay bumping the tracks, man.
Oh, man, it's honor. It's
stay
an honor,
on
man,
it.
For
yeah,
real.
I already know how you get down with this shit, man.
I speak that from the heart. It's an honor, man, to have brothers like you, man, you know, support what we're doing, man. And that's why I always try to let you know. If you post something, whatever the case, I see it, man. And I just want to let you know, man, I appreciate it. I thank you for that. Got brother Long,
man, no
you know,
doubt.
We get brothers like you behind us, brother like Taurus, Hen Diller, President Beta, Mac Mizzle, Swoop, you know what I'm saying, Emo, all the brothers, man, that support this and ride with this, man. We're going to overcome this. We're going to get this shit popping, man.
I can't wait too, dog. That's what the niggas been waiting on, though, for real.
All day,
I know that's
all
what
day,
I've been waiting
know
on.
We got another one up in this motherfucker, Black.
Who that?
Speak. He's smoking. You there,
who?
Six?
Who that?
Oh, yeah,
oh God,
I'm
killer.
I'm just chilling right here. What's up, y'all? What's the deal?
Six. Yo, we had to bring you back.
You got a delayed Bay Area reaction from me. What's the deal? What's up, Black?
All day. All day. You know what I'm saying? God Killer Six. That's the brother, man, you know, from the Bay Area, man. He did the artwork for, you know, God Love You, I Don't mixtape cover, and he doing the artwork for the RBC, Demolition/RBC new release, the EP, The Bad Black Cometh. You know what I'm saying? We keep this shit family oriented.
We
keep it family oriented, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's
I'm
up.
Say, you know, one thing I'm looking forward to, man, that next Kafar. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Next Kafar, man. I might have you do some shit where I'm pissing on motherfucker skulls and shit. I don't know. Wait up, man. We got to keep that shit. We got to keep it graphic, man.
Well, hey, guys, if you guys want to hold the line, I got some special guests coming on right now. This is some legendary, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop bloodline shit right here out of the dirty South. So you guys hold the line. But before you go, Black, I'm going to let you holler at, you know what I'm saying, this dude right here. You, I'm sure you know him.
All day.
Bam, what's up?
Black.
What up, man?
What's up? This Gator Black King, pen of the Gator Bars.
The Sip, Mississippi to the death
what's
of me. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What's up with you, kid? You good?
Delta to the coast, man, you know.
The real gators, you know what I'm saying? Not motherfuckers walking around in motherfucking flip-flops and shit. Demolition gators all day.
I bought the track from you last week, man. I heard you say something about the reptiles with the thick skin, and I said, man, you know what? Man, we got to lay this shit down now. You know what I'm saying?
Man, whenever you want
this
to, bro,
this shit to the top.
It's all day, man. All day, let's do it. You know, I already know a rip to sip, man, from the heart, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolute, man. I can't, man, I just can't believe we ain't done it yet, but the production we fucking with, we about to get it to you, get it to
Fred. It's get,
man, we about
let's
to make
do
it, man.
Bro, it's already done, man. Gator Boys Demolition is on. Let's do it. It's on.
It's
say
on.
Done. Say
thousand,
no more.
We got 1,000 instrumentals on deck. And, man, the shit we got coming now, oh, man,
yeah.
I know we all making history with it, cause I'm that type of person. I'm bringing them in. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, it's gonna
that's
be so legendary when we lay this new shit coming down. And I ain't talking
that's
just
what,
you know, Bad Black and Gator Boys. I'm talking,
right,
man, this whole UGS underground.
UGS
underside
of life. FTI. Is it?
We got
that's
we
what
got
it is.
Life. People that's just coming together now, and it's like, believe it or not, it's underground groups that have been around for 20-plus years, and they in the industry, but they're not the industry because they kept it underground. And, fucking man, this stuff is coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be a part of the history with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make history with everybody. And I know Fred is the person to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
That's the dude, man. That's the brother
right y'all,
there,
man.
For real.
For
all day, we appreciate
man,
you, bro. You've been putting it in for the longest.
Like, man, I salute Fred because the opportunities that he gave me, ain't nobody gave it to me before him. You know what I'm saying?
That's love.
I'm talking
about
Murder Dog Magazine. That was him. You know what I'm saying? When it happened, I said, man, you know what? It's destined for the world to know we the original and the official Gator Boys. You know what I'm saying?
Day.
It's a lot of them like us. But we got that. It's Gator Boys, registered trademark, and Fred put
all
it
day
out there first.
Man,
that's
thank
what I'm
you, thank you for paying homage, man. Thank you because, you know,
just to
hear that makes a motherfucker feel like what I've done in this game means something, man. And I really, really fucking salute you because so many motherfuckers,
oh, man,
they forgot about it. So thank you, brother, for real.
It ain't gone, and it ain't forgotten because, man, the whole world about to know. And the thing is, with the underground, we pay homage. You know, it's
all
these,
day.
It's these new jacks coming in, they ain't paying homage. They disrespecting the old OGs of this rap game. And I ain't talking about just rappers like me, you know, me and Bad Black. I'm talking about journalists. I'm talking about artists like Six. You know, I'm watching them. We ain't really got to connect yet, but it's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All day.
It's coming.
That's what's up.
All day.
For
that's,
sure.
That's what we
like,
man. Well, hey, Kingpin, I know you got some special guests in the building, man. You want to introduce them for us?
Yeah, basically what I'm bringing to the table here real soon, you know, Gator Boys have now, you know, we really going down in history right now with this one. We basically connected with Cutthroat Committee, Soldier Slim's record label, Long Live Soldier Slim. You
long
know, it ain't R.I.P. no
more.
It's long live.
Yeah,
it ain't R.I.P. It's long live now. Just like with the Pimp C movement. You know,
all
everybody, R.I.P. Pimp C. It's long live Pimp C because it's the most coming. A couple of my partners from the bottom of the sill, you know, Pat Christian, Mississippi, they been on with Pimp C and UGK Records, and the world don't know about it. I just connected Prez with him. You know, that's Dub G, you know, in 17. Shout out to UGK Records. I just met up with the vice president, and you know they hosting the mixtapes coming out of Gator Boys Camp next. And we'll be bringing to the table next what Prez is talking about. Man, this is the little cousin. You know what I'm saying? Of Soldier Slim. Looks like him. Sounds like him. Raps like him. Moves like him. And man, it gets better. We got Soldier Slim's son. So we got young soldiers. And Little Slim. Young Soldier and Little Slim, and the mixtape coming out, probably going to call it Slim Soldiers. But it's Young Soldier Slim and Little Soldier Slim, and it's coming.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm about to shoot them the text right now because they need to go on and call in. because we couldn't do the whole three-way plus the folk line, but I'm about to let them know right now what's happening. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what's up, man, because for me, not only his cousin, but his son. I mean, that's historical.
Oh.
That's fucking historical.
True that, man. This is going crazy, and it's UGK Records hosting the mixtape, so that means, you know what I'm saying? That's two of the biggest Southern rap labels and Southern rap legends that are gone, and it's like it's almost like I feel like a force that brought this together, because UGK bought it just like Cutthroat Committed Records bought it. You know, we got Cutthroat Committed Mississippi coming out next. This shit is for real. You know, Gator Boys Entertainment brought with the records. Man, I'm keeping it raw, man. We coming, man. Prez is helping this movement, and I'm going to keep sticking by him. I'm trying to get at them right now. Just give me one more minute. Bear with me.
It's all day. It's good. No doubt. While you're doing that, I want to ask the bad one about earlier this week, you know what I'm saying, you let me put a snippet of the new song Burn on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is just crazy. Why don't you explain to them about that song, man, because it's fucking vicious.
Well, Burn, you know what I'm saying? I just use it as an acronym, Burning You Raggedy Niggas. You know what I'm saying? Just anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying? It came together because I just felt like, you know, a lot of music coming out, whether it's from the Shy, from fucking New York, from Atlanta, Texas, whatever the case is, a lot of motherfuckers ain't really saying shit, man. So I just felt like, man, let me go street and lyrical at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically Burn. It's just like, man, I'm here. Any motherfucker touch me, put their hands on me, they're going to get burnt. Whether, you know, lyrically or fucking goddamn it physically, you can get it. You know, I'm not arrogant. I'm not cocky. I'm the most humblest person you ever want to meet. I'm humble. I'm modest. I'm laid back. But I feel like you can't get in this. You can't make it in the industry, man, by bowing your motherfucking head. You got to look niggas in their eye, spit in their motherfucking face. That's the only way they're going to respect you. Because you bow on your head, all, you know, nice to meet you, whatever. Man, niggas will step on you, treat you like a fucking piece of carpet, man.
Yeah.
So I feel like, man, let me go ahead and put it out. That's why I said the bad black coming. I'm going Shakespearean on these niggas. You know, mumble be like, man, that dude read books. No, I not only read books and fucking novels and fucking encyclopedias and, you know what I'm saying, and motherfucking thesauruses, nigga. I pack guns. Call me a motherfucking a thug nerd if you fucking want to without the glasses, nigga. You will get it sideways, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will put a nigga on the spot. I will put a nigga on the spot, whether it's physical or lyrical. And that nigga will feel like, man, I'm between a rock. And most people say, what a hard place. No, nigga, you between a rock and a fucking elephant's ass. You can't move, motherfucker. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like, oh, man, Bad Black, you know, that nigga, he's funny. He got colorful commentary. That's true, because that's who I am. But at the same time, I can show you a different side. That's why people can listen to a song like I'll Die for My Daughters, a song I dedicated to my mother called Closer. But then they go back and listen to When I Hit the Bricks off of When I Hit the Bricks. Or Do Right, you know what I'm saying? Or Snitches, or motherfucking My Cry. And then they hear Burn, Prince. If you want to, man, play that shit tonight. Or play it, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to play. You can play the snippet of it. People need to hear that. Oh, man, Bad Black. I'm still Bad Black all day.
Yeah,
but I'm still humble, though, man. I'm the type of dude, man, I said it in a motherfucking, in a skit. I would pistol whip the shit out of a motherfucker and take him to the hospital. I ain't going to stay there with the motherfucker while they sew him up, but I'll drop you off at the fucking ER. That's the type of motherfucker I am, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to kill you, man. I just want your ass to, you know, walk away with a limp or two. But other than that, man, shit, let's get it, man. We got to do this shit. It's UGS, man, FTI, Demolition, Gator Boys, other camps, man, that support us, and we need that. We got brothers like, you know what I'm saying, Jay over there in Missouri who repping. My man Tor is in motherfucking South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? We got Six, you know, in the Bay Area, Emo and them out there in the Bay. Then we got my man Swoop and them and Mac Mizzle out there in Kentucky. So all of this, all of us together in other cities, you know what I'm saying, that I can't name off pop. You know, Hen Dill out there, you know what I'm saying, in motherfucking goddamn it, in Wisconsin. So we got this movement. And once we put all this shit together, man, we unstoppable. Can't nobody fuck with us, man.
Well,
can't do
I'm real shit. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do while we're waiting for, you know what I'm saying, Slim to call in. I'm going to play Espionage right now. And then we'll come back. We'll have about a good 10 minutes with them. So I'm going to play this shit. We'll be right back in the Murder Master Music Show.
All
Pop that, pop that.
Okay. UGS Underground Society. Fuck the Illuminati. It's Minaj on the bitch. It's demolition in the FBI. Fuck the CIA and FBI. The IRS and the DEA. The ATF, that's how you wanna play. Espionage, I see you watching us. Espionage, young punk motherfuckers can't stop us. They watch my house, they tap my phone, they try to question my kids. When I'm gone, bitch, you done crossed the line now. It's war, ho. Fucking with a man, family, that's a no-no. If I die tonight, make sure my daughter's straight. I'm about to speak on some shit bigger than Watergate. What? I hope you hear me. I'm on the intercom. Fly another fucking plane into the Pentagon. Fuck the Central Road Intelligence. Some motherfuckers got me under they civilians.
I see them.
Ain't no house nigga.
No.
So I keep them nervous.
Right.
Somebody watching me, I think that it's the Secret Service. Fuck the Illuminati and the Bureau. It's a conspiracy. Except even Ventura.
Somebody.
I got killers.
Killers.
I got goons.
Goons.
We got some guns.
Guns.
That gon' boom, boom,
boom.
Somebody lying. There's a cure for AIDS, but they won't give it to my people, that's on public aid.
Right,
6 plus 7,
what?
Equals 13,
yeah.
That's the number of the satanic regime.
The devil,
you rappers scared,
what?
Too scared to speak on it.
Bitch.
Show me your constitution, I'll take a leak on it.
Leak.
Fuck your flu shot,
uh-huh.
Here go 2 shots.
Pop.
They kill Martin, Malcolm, Biggie, and Tupac. It's demolition and the FBI. Fuck the CIA and the FBI. The IRS,
fuck 'em.
And the DEA,
fuck 'em.
The ATF,
kill
that's
'em.
How you wanna play?
Espionage.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring back some motherfuckers real quick. Here we go, we got the bad ones. You there, Demo?
Yeah, I'm here, Perez. Perez, let's
run. Okay, I got 270. What's up, Swoop?
Come on.
Swoop, is that
Swoop.
You? Oh, Justin, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Hen, 6. Swoop, you on the line, brother?
Torres, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Okay, well, let's
get
back on Gator, boys. What up, Gator?
Well, I'm still here, man. I'm trying to get him to call now. If I don't get in touch with Slim Son, then his cousin is calling in. That's the one. You already seen the video. You already know how to get down, so he's going to be calling right in.
Siri, man, he looks just like his cousin, man. I mean, he sounds like it's almost ghost-like. His shit is fucking crazy. For those of you who haven't seen him or heard him yet, man, this guy looks just like Soldier Slim, man, for real.
It's scary, man. You know what's even crazy is, his family looks just like him. There's a son in everybody's side of the family, every cousin, that looks just like him. Body movement, body style, his slim, that stature he had, man, they all look like him. You know, even his sister Peaches is coming out, and she's doing it big in New Orleans right now. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Keep that legacy alive, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what we live for, you know. Once we get and go, you know, hopefully the families is keeping it moving and eating off what we worked our whole lives for.
I tell you what, this show has been so fucking historical. I mean, for those of you, I don't know if you guys heard the Mr. Mix interview, but he got JT Money in the game when JT Money was only 17 years old, and I had JT Money surprised and call in and talk to him, man. That shit, to me, was just, I was just out of sorts. I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
I didn't know what to do after that, man.
Wow.
I prank called the bitch. I fucking fucked up a few songs. It was crazy. You know?
I love the show.
But to have all you guys
ring
on, man,
the track and shit.
I thank all you for coming on the show, man. Definitely. Torres,
yeah, trust
man,
me.
It's an honor to even talk to you, brother. I've been hearing about you for so many years, man. It's definitely an honor to talk
man.
To you, brother.
Real. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, you're going to be on the panel, man. We're going to have you on many more shows, man, definitely. So, yeah.
Thanks, man. It's a privilege, man.
No, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you. So,
man.
And real support, Justin, out of St. Louis. Again, I can't thank you enough, brother. You always represent.
Man,
I
thank y'all, too, man. Just, you know,
yeah, gotta show
I'm rocking with y'all,
Justin,
like I said,
love,
the first
man.
Time.
Yep. Yeah. Rocking with you, bro. We appreciate you, man. For real.
Yeah, I want to shout out to homie Odd Dollars. You know what I'm saying? I won. Thank you for coming on the show, man. That song, Ticket to the Moon, is, everybody wants a ticket to the moon to get the fuck out of here once in a while, man. So you got to relate to that song.
Yeah, I got to check that out. Got to check that out, man. Definitely. I want to support, man, everybody that's supporting the movement, man. Everybody that's down with the camp, man. You know, read this, man, videos. Like, I do a song with, you know, my man, you know, Gator Boys and them. In the song, be shot for a video. They shoot theirs where they at. Prayers, you'll shoot mine. We'll mend that shit together. Throw it on YouTube. Get some motherfucking hits, man. We're going to keep it moving, man. Like so, U-Haul. We're going to do this shit.
Yeah, we're going
to be history. We're going to bring you down to the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Even, I already told President, if I got to, y'all stand with me. We're gonna have
man,
a committee in the building. Custom committee at the Boys DMT Studios. And we're going to make history, man. This is like, this is something right here. I feel like Prez is that one in the center that's going to make everything happen for this underground, man.
Prez is the soul of, you know what I'm saying, the equator of the whole, you know what I'm saying, of this whole thing, man. He's keeping us together, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man.
When I sent a friend's suggestion to him, trust me, they're my close people, and I fucks with them, and that's why I did that with UGK Records, because we all know UGK stands for Underground Kings. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming. Trust me. I got my boys right now, they home with it. And I feel like now that I made my connection, man, it's going to keep going. Like, and then talking about keeping the money in the circle, you know, that's why I'm gonna fuck with Dub G on the mixtape shit, because Women 17 on UGK. Plus, he had selected 17 to be with UGK Records. And I got the scoop when I met up with the vice president. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, now I gotta make Cutthroat Committee, UGK Records come together, and we're gonna have Bad Black Demolition. You know what I'm saying?
All day, man. I'm with it. We running that, man.
Yeah, we connecting and shit. That's what we wanted to do. You know, a lot of motherfuckers, they didn't get the picture. They didn't understand what the fuck we were trying to do. They were selfish. They were only thinking about themselves. You know what I'm saying? But you know, whoever's left, let's run this shit, man. The game is open, man. All we got to do is, like you said, come together, seize control of it, and it's ours. Let's take that shit.
Exactly. For
real.
You know, whether it's art,
radio.
Yeah.
We're going to have a show system. Before long, our cars are going to be broadcasting internet radio shows. All this bullshit that's on is done.
Yeah.
It ain't going to survive in the long run. Because as time goes on, in the future, it gets rawer and rawer.
Yeah.
Exactly, dog. All
right.
We own it. If you see a 504 number, that's that NL. That's New Orleans.
Yeah, I didn't see it, man, but we're about to run out of time. Man, definitely have him come on Sunday's show. We only got about 5 minutes left, so I'm gonna close out the show right now.
He said he's here the whole show right now.
Oh, he's on it right now.
Yeah. That's what he said.
His number ain't on there.
He gotta push one. So I'm gonna push one and give him a key like
that. Oh, he gotta press one.
So here we go. 504 right here. Here we go.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey. Is it Slim?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, bro? You're on the Murder Master Music Show. What's up?
How you doing? I'm cool. You heard me. Represent for Cutthroat Committee, Gator Boys.
Oh,
yeah. Are you Slim's cousin?
Yeah, I'm Slim's cousin. You heard me?
I just want to tell you, man, dude, when I first, you know, when Gator Boy Kingpin told me about you, you know, I was like, all right, let me check this dude out. And when I saw you rap and I saw you, I got chills, man. I thought I was looking in here and Slim, dog. For real. And so, much props to you, for real. So what are you doing right now? What are you working on? What are you working on?
Right, well, working there?
No, what are you working on?
No, he said, yeah, working on.
What I'm working on?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get money right now, so, you know, I'm so sick, so at the same time, it's been hard trying to make a song about a song right quick, but I got some on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I got more coming, man.
That I did.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you come from a legendary bloodline in this rap game. And we look forward to hearing more music from you, man, for real. And I know you and the Gator Boys, Cutthroat Committee, you guys are going to be doing some big things.
Yeah.
You want to spit some shit for the people listening, man?
Yeah, I can spit some shit.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to put everybody else on mute for a second. We only got a few minutes, but I'm going to let you spit some shit, man. Let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, what that Cutthroat Committee shit like, man.
All right, I got you, man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, fam.
Nigga talk about killing me, but the killer be who? Why don't know, man, get your wishes with you think I won't shoot. See, I'm the nigga that can't be still with the steel. Cut through for real. Think it's a game to come and fuck around with this, yeah. I'm a cookie that the dope fiend when he see the coke. And I'm focused like a spangle when he in that scope. See, you must be talking shit if you think I'm talking sporty. Better get your mind right or take bullets from my 40. Somebody tell him please, cause he don't want belief. I break his fucking skull and watch him bleed. You lose your life quicker than a sneeze, yes indeed. See, I'm from uptown. And it's that motherfucking three. A nigga don't disrespect me cause it might get ill. And these people keep judging, they don't know how I feel. When I get camouflaged like a G.I. Joe. When I keep soda slim everywhere I roll, huh? And you got your chest up with get wet up with your vest on. This nigga be talking bullshit, let me strap with your protection. I told my whole lady, baby, be cool cause I ain't dying. Them niggas say they gon' kill me, they ain't gon' kill me, baby, they lying. And I smoke that doja just to ease my mind. And my eyes low, but I'm still cooking that high. Hit him in the head with the pistol, make him ring around. He cocked that bitch back and bust his head wide open. See, y'all be having G's, and we be having soldiers. And nigga, we be fucking, y'all be getting fucked over. My mind at attention, I'm focused, I can't at ease. Keep thinking if you bitch over here, then come and try me. I'ma run down on your hit to get ya. See that flash from my gun to make you get the picture. You better run, cause here I come. 47 with the drum. Bullets go through you and hit the next nigga in front. It's real.
Man. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Man, we just got a couple minutes to go, but I just want to ask you a couple questions before you go, man. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, what was it like, you know what I'm saying, being around Slim and you know what I'm saying, seeing the success that he had in the rap game? How did that influence you? Obviously, man, your lyrics are on point, man. You must have done some studying.
And Slim used to cut my hair growing up. That was my, I'll tell you this, that was like one of my favorite cousins. You hear me? From the song, from him being around me, from the way he walked, I ain't lying. You hear me? He was my role model.
Yeah.
And before, you know, when he died, man, I was like, man, I had came back a couple of years and started thinking, like, man, I ain't about to let this cousin commit this shit die like that. You hear me? This is my cousin, so I'm going to hold it down for him. It was love.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had the pleasure of, I never had the pleasure to interview him, but I did have the pleasure to review his last album. And it hurt everybody at Murder Dog because we just had him on the cover. You know what I'm saying? It hurt everybody in the game, and I know it hurt you guys. I just want to say, thank you for keeping his legacy alive, and we look forward to your legacy, my brother. We're going to come on the show real soon again and chop it up, but we're getting ready to get out of here. They're about to cut us off. Thank you for coming on. Everybody, thank you for coming on, man. Much love and respect to you, man.
All right. Cutthroat Committee and Gator Boy. Stay like that.
That's what's up, man. We'll talk to you real soon, brother. Peace.
All right, babe.